Today we celebrate what seems to be a rather odd feast, that is, the feast of the chair of St. Peter. Like, why are we celebrating the feast of a chair? That doesn't make any sense. Well, we're not actually celebrating the feast of a chair. What we're celebrating is the feast that points to the authority that Jesus has given to St. Peter. That authority is represented by the chair. Now, we need to be clear, there is no physical chair of St. Peter that is anywhere, nor was there ever, but rather it is a spiritual point. And so we look, for instance, in, well, just a few chapters beyond where we heard in the gospel today. Today's gospel came from the 16th chapter of St. Matthew's gospel. In the 23rd chapter of St. Matthew's gospel, Jesus speaks about the chair of Moses. He says, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on the seat or the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and whatever it is they tell you, but don't follow their example." Show me anywhere in the Old Testament where it talks about a chair of Moses. It doesn't. Moses didn't have a chair that he was dragging through the desert as they wandered for 40 years so he could sit down on it every now and again and proclaim things. But rather, what we have to understand is the Hebrew concept of what this implies. Remember how we see over and over again in the Gospels where it will tell us that Jesus sat down. We would look at it and say, who cares? A Jewish person would look at that and say, aha, he sat down. That means what he is about to say is authoritative. If a rabbi stood up, like I am right now, that tells you it has no authority. It's his own opinion, and you don't really have to pay a whole lot of attention. Might be good, it might not, but that's okay. It's just the rabbi teaching. But if the rabbi sat down to teach, that meant what was about to come out of his mouth was authoritative, and therefore you need to listen. And that's why over and over again the evangelists will tell us Jesus sat down and began to teach, because it tells us that what he was teaching was with authority. That's what this feast is about, the authority that Jesus gave to St. Peter and to his successors. The authority then represented in the Hebrew mindset by that sitting down, by that chair. And so that's what this is about, the authority given to Peter. And thanks be to God, that authority not only is given to be able to lead the church, but with that guarantee that Jesus made that the jaws of hell will not prevail against the church. So we have to also be very clear and careful as we move forward, because we know that while God is going to protect his church and protect the Pope from error and from leading people into error, we also know, at least from what some of the saints tell us, that at some point there is going to be somebody seated upon the chair of Peter who will be an imposter, and that one is going to teach things that are false. So we need to be very careful, because lots of Catholics tend to look at things and say, well, the Pope said, therefore. Generally speaking, that's not bad. However, there are a few popes. If you look at somebody like Alexander VI, for instance, one of the most immoral men to ever walk the face of the earth, and yet he was a real pope. So when Jesus said, don't follow their example, well, I guess that's a case where we can really look at it and say that's for certain. And there are a few others who have been pretty awful. And yet it is the spiritual authority that is protected. It didn't say, and it doesn't say, that God is going to protect the Pope from doing or saying something stupid, but rather that he is going to protect the Pope from teaching something that is in error. That's the guarantee. So even people that were not good popes. They didn't teach anything formally that was wrong. By their example, what they taught was horrendous. But by their formal teaching, they didn't teach anything wrong. But that's because they were real popes. So when the day comes, when a false pope is placed on the chair of Peter, he will teach things that are wrong. He will not just give bad example, but he is going to teach heresy. And so that's what we have to be very careful about, is to make sure that we don't just simply sit back and say, well, you know, if the Pope said it, well, first of all, remember that when the Pope is going to say something authoritative, it has to be in writing. It has to be presented for the whole church. In other words, church teaching is not made, as we have been watching over the last few years, on airplanes or in press conferences or in whatever setting. It has to be made formal. So just because something was said in a press conference, that has as much authority as you and I having a conversation. In other words, zero. So again, we need to be clear about what this authority is, where it lies, and the fact that at some point in history, because the saints have told us that this is coming, that there will be a false pope, that there will be, I mean, we've had a bunch of anti-popes, but there's going to be a false one, someone who is going to appear to be the real pope, but will not. And that one is going to lead people into error, exactly what Jesus said. If it were possible, even the elect would be led astray. There is only one person on the face of the earth who would have the ability to lead astray even the elect, and that is one who would appear to be the Pope. And so that's what we have to be careful of. That's why I have said over and over and over again, and will continue to say over and over, I do not care what color cassock someone wears. If it's the black of a priest, if it's the red of a bishop, or the purple of a bishop, if it's the red of a cardinal, or the white of a pope, if anyone says anything different from what Jesus taught and what the church has always taught authoritatively, follow Jesus. Remain faithful to Jesus. That's the pope's job, is bring unity and lead us to Jesus. If somebody is in that position leading us a different direction, then it's not a true shepherd. It's a false pope if that happens, or when that happens. So we must be focused on Jesus, and we need to remain faithful to our blessed Lord. Certainly we need to remain faithful to his authority, the people that he's given authority to on earth, but their task is to lead us to the Lord. So that's where our focus ultimately has to be. So if, again, somebody is saying anything different from what Jesus taught, reject that one. Jesus told us that. The sheep are only, they'll recognize the voice of the shepherd, and they will follow the shepherd. That's the task that has been given, a shepherding task. So if the shepherd is going to lead you to the desert instead of to the green pastures, follow Jesus. He's the good shepherd. He's going to lead you to the green pastures and to the still waters. Somebody's leading you a different way. Don't follow. Follow only the shepherd who will lead you to Christ.